What's that smell? That gravy and buttermilk biscuit pie. What smell? That gravy. Burn your mind. It looks so good and it smells so good, just like you thought it should. What smell? That gravy and buttermilk biscuit pie.
All right, you are listening to a Juneau Afternoon on KTOO FM in Juneau, Alaska. The time is 20 minutes before the hour. This is Cheryl Snyder. I am your host for the program today, and I am joined in the studio by Alaska Energy Desk Elizabeth Jenkins.
Hi, everyone. I'm excited to be here. This is like the highlight of my year.
For my year as well. And I just have to make a note, the last time I hosted this show, I was interviewing your husband, but it was really deep in numbers. So I'm excited today to talk about
food. Oh, we're not going to talk about a lot of numbers today.
No, not giving. So first, I should say that this is part of Foodie Friday. It's a brand new segment that we're introducing where we're going to be tapping any number of you out there listening to come into the studio and share what you are cooking up this weekend. So, Elizabeth, you are well known in the community. People know your voice. They know your stories, but not everybody knows of your deep interest in harvesting and cooking. And in particular, you've been very interested in biscuits this year.
I have. It has been the year of the biscuit. Someone joked the other day that I have a bullet journal for biscuits, and that's pretty true. I have my bullet journal right here in front of me. If you can't see it, there is a picture of a biscuit on it. It's called The Biscuit Diary. And I started this back in February. And, you know, we all make our New Year's resolutions. Mine was to do more baking in the kitchen, and primarily to do more baking of foods that I grew up with. So a little bit of a backstory. My husband and I, we love cooking. We love international flavors. We make our own kimchi. But something we don't do a lot of is pay respect to the food that we grew up eating. And so this year we've been trying to cook more meatloaf, more biscuits, that kind of thing. So that New Year's resolution started this biscuit diary journey. It starts in February because, you know, it takes us a while to get our New Year's resolutions going sometimes. And yeah, it has all of my buttermilk biscuit fails and successes and everything in between.
So what are some of the things that you've learned since February of baking biscuits?
So I'm not a morning person, and I primarily like to make these on like Saturday and Sundays. So to just do a little prep the night before. So like tonight, if I want to make biscuits tomorrow, I'll probably pop some butter in the freezer, which is really important. I'll make sure I have some buttermilk on hand because most of us don't, and just try to do a few things to set me up for success in the morning.
About how many different cooking attempts are diaried in here?
Oh, well, let's count them up. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then I've also made them a few other times and then been lazy and not recorded it. But it helps me know when, like, the dough's a little too wet or it didn't turn out like I wanted it to, so I can make a little bit of tweaks the next time I make it.
So is it always the same recipe that you're just reworking, or are you trying out different recipes?
I'm pretty much doing the same one. And like I said before, this is a buttermilk biscuit. It's something I grew up eating. My grandmother, I have very vivid memories of like sitting on a countertop, stirring a bowl and helping my grandmother make them. And she was really good about documenting her cooking and writing it all down and making little tweaks. And sadly, when she passed away when I was in college, all of those journals kind of vanished when her home got cleaned out. So it's something I've been wanting to do for a couple years, sort of taking those old recipes that she made that I didn't know how to make and learning to do that.
So I first have to say that's kind of a remarkable thing. I don't know anybody really that I can think of that actually journals their recipes that they're preparing. That's a really special thing that you saw your grandmother do. What other foods was she experimenting with?
Oh, she made a lot of like chicken and dumplings. It's funny because she made salmon patties, but I grew up in Tennessee, so we didn't have fresh, beautiful, wild-caught salmon. So she would actually just buy like cans of salmon. She was a really passionate home cook, and I think a big inspiration for why I like to cook in the kitchen.
So have you tried her salmon patty recipe with our fresh Alaskan salmon?
I have not. It's on my list.
I see the salmon diaries coming.
Salmon diaries, clearly. I think that would be a good addition to this. I would like to try that. And I think the biscuit is the perfect vehicle for seasonal things we have around town. So For example, I just made a big batch of blueberry jam recently, not with berries from this year, sadly, because there's not a ton out right now, it seems, but from berries from last year. I've also eaten the biscuits with spruce tip jelly. And one of my favorite combinations has been the blueberry jam with pork belly on top of the buttermilk biscuit.
Oh, wow. That sounds
That has been
outrageous.
Pretty decadent. Yeah.
So, well, we can also talk about some of the other harvesting that you do. So what are some of your favorite things to collect around here and prepare food with?
I've done fiddleheads. I'm not brave enough to do mushrooms quite yet, but I would like to. I've also got into some wild medicinals. I harvested a big batch of yarrow this summer to make tinctures, which is really good as we're going into cold season for coughs. I really would like to harvest some chicken of the woods here eventually. I've seen a lot of people out gathering those, and it seems like they're pretty plentiful this time of year.
Yeah, those are all terrific things. We also tried doing some tinctures this year at Devil's Club, which is good for arthritis. So we have a jar of that sitting up in our shelf. That
is in my plans. I've heard that it's good to do it when the first frost hits, which we're around that time. So hopefully in the next couple months, I'll be able to do some Devil's Club as well.
Yeah, terrific. Going back to the biscuits. So your recommendations to like create the perfect biscuit?
Sure. So like I said, I am not a morning person. I like to start things up early with popping some butter in the freezer. And then I really like using a special type of flour. It's called Lily White. It's a little bit finer than your typical all-purpose flour. It has its own leavener in it, which is a baking soda, so it rises. And so when I'm, just waking up in the morning, maybe I don't want to fidget with throwing a bunch of stuff in a pan and mixing it together to make biscuits. So it makes it a little bit easier for me. So after I pull everything out of the fridge, I cut my butter into little bitty chunks the size of a pea, and I work them into my flour, and then I make a well. If you've ever made pasta, it's kind of similar where you make a well, you pour your milk in, and then you sort of stir it up. And so that's kind of the basic technique for getting the dough. You work it a little bit, but not too much because you don't want it to be too chewy. And then you roll it out, cut out the biscuits, and then pop it in the oven for like 15 minutes.
And are you using a Cuisinart to chop up the butter, or are you doing this all by hand?
I'm doing it by hand. I just like chopping it up with like a butter knife and then sort of splitting it with my hands and throwing it in there. And there's, so you can use a butter cutter. Some people use that, but I really like working it into the flour myself. And I was really inspired by a chef whose name is Sean Brock. He owns a restaurant in Nashville called Husk. That's the recipe I've been adapting this year. And he has a really great video tutorial, which I think we're linking to on our website, that sort of goes through all of these steps.
Terrific. And so you're working on the biscuits.
Yep.
And maybe you're going to work on some chicken and dumplings. You said that was a grandma favorite.
That's a grandma favorite.
What are some of the other foods on the horizon for you to be trying out and perfecting?
I made fried chicken this year. And that was an experience. That was like 3 days worth of prep.
What requires 3 days in making
First of all, I had to make sure I had everything on hand. And also, I think I brined the chicken for like a 24-hour period in a tea mixture, which just gave it a little bit more depth of flavor. So that's something I've been trying to master. Not quite there yet, but maybe chicken diaries also in the future.
I love it. Well, when you start those, we're going to have you back in to share some of the wisdom you have gathered along
great.
The way in your cooking adventures. Elizabeth, thank you so much. I want to encourage folks to go to our website, kto.org/JunoAfternoon. We've got a picture of the diary and instructions on how to make some tasty biscuits. Also, from last week, if anybody made some food that was inspired by Mary Folletti and Ricky Tagaban, they were in talking about how to cook moose ribs and sauteed salmon. We'd love if you have any photos you can share with us around your cooking adventures, either cooking what you hear about on the show, or if you are this weekend getting very experimental. Sunday is supposed to be the rains coming in, so go out, do some collecting, harvesting, gathering tomorrow, get into some great cooking projects on Sunday, and send us some pictures at JunoAfternoon@KTOO.org. All right, Elizabeth, anything else you'd like to share with us?
I will be making biscuits probably tomorrow morning, so I will
stop
try to
by
post
your house
something
around 9, 10 a.m.
Yeah, I wake up late, so 10 a.m. that it is.
All right, Elizabeth, thank you so much for
coming
in today. All right,
thanks.